Well, the doctrine of justification clarifies what that means. The gospel is purely preached when Christ is announced, proclaimed, handed over, given away without cost to the sinner. It's an announcement of what is, what has been done, and what is, not an announcement of what you must do. Now, that's a nasty, dirty business, announcing that kind of message, because it's not real tidy and neat. You can think of this in two paradigms. One of them is, and this is sort of the free will paradigm, that the job of the church is to announce Christ in such a way as to convince people to slide over some room in the bookshelf so Christ can be fit into their lives, to make room for him. Okay, that's the free will paradigm. And so you get all these appeals to reason and all this preaching that tries to force you to, well, okay, I'll make room for Jesus, I guess I'd better, you know. No. Nestigen says, and that's where this comes from, Nestigen says the proper paradigm for Lutherans is the bondage of the will paradigm, where we actually give Christ away to people who don't want him. You just hand him over. Your sins are forgiven for Jesus' sake. God loves you. He died on the cross for you. Rejoice and celebrate in the freedom of the gospel. It's all been done for you. Nothing you need to do, nothing you can do, nothing you must do, nothing you will do. You see. Now, what do the majority of people do when they hear that?
Oh, that's too easy.
Well, yeah, but you know, you just can't, or oh, forget that nonsense. But then once in a while, what happens? Somebody goes, really? And then Jesus said what? There is more rejoicing in when there's one who hears it, you see. And what's at stake then in that kind of free, pure, unbarnacled proclamation of the message? Salvation. And salvation comes and visits that heart, and they are awakened to the grace of God, and the miracle of faith is born.